Friends, tonight I just wanted to do something a little bit different for our weekly sort of book review. And I wanted just to really review three of my favourite Bibles. Now, I'm not speaking about Bible versions, don't get me wrong. There's only one version that I use, and that's the Old Authorised Version, sometimes called the King James Version. But over the years, I have, I suppose, gathered up many different Bibles. Some have been given to me kindly as gifts. Others have been ones that have been passed on. Others have been ones that I brought, whether it's a reference Bible or a pocket edition. I think most of us who have been on the Christian road for a little while over the years have gathered up various different Bibles. The Newbery Reference Bible is one that comes to mind that I have benefited from over the years. The Reformation Study Bible that came out a few years ago. A couple of years ago, I was going through Rees's Chronological Bible for my daily readings. And in the house as well, I also have a Scofield Bible. Don't use it so much. And even a Dake's Annotated Reference Bible. Don't know that I'd recommend it so much. But I want us tonight to give a short review of three of the Bibles that I have benefited from that are maybe my prized possessions. And the first one is the Bible that I preach from. This is a Bible that I've had now for about 15 years. It's the Bible that I preach from. It's an Oxford Text Bible, but it is bound by a company called Allen. A-L-L-A-N. I've had this Bible, as I have said, for about 15 years because over the years I've brought different Bibles before I got this one. And it seems that so many Bibles, after a period of time, I don't know if you can see, but just down this seam in the inside cover, sometimes it's like a kind of a plastic material, and once you open and close the cover a few times, it maybe begins to crack. And that can happen in the front, and then it can also happen in the back. And very often you've maybe spent a lot of money on a Bible, maybe £50 or something, and a nice calfskin Bible, but lo and behold, it cracks down the inside. That's happened to me on a number of occasions, and it can be very, very frustrating because you haven't really got your life out of the Bible or your money's worth out of the Bible. And that had happened to me once or twice, and I wanted a good Bible that I could preach from, that I could study from, and it would pass the test of time. Because you know what it's like, you get used to a Bible, and if you're involved in preaching or ministry, maybe Bible class or Sunday school, and in your mind's eye, you know, say it's John 3:16, and you know where it is in the Bible. You know what page it's on in the Bible. You know where it is. And then if you get a new Bible, it can be very difficult to get used to it. So I thought, well, if I'm going to be preaching a lot, and if the Lord keeps opening these doors, I want a Bible that's going to stand the test of time. So as a student in Bible college, I had a day off one day, drove down to Newton Ards, Ards Evangelical Bookshop, spoke to the nice, gracious man behind the counter, says, listen, I bought a few Bibles over the years. Seemed to always have this problem that after a period of time, down the inside here, they seem to crack. I says, can you give me a Bible or sell me a Bible that's bound slightly differently? And immediately he smiled, turned around, lifted his hand up, reached down a Bible and handed me this one. Says, that's an Oxford Bible, but it's bound by this company called Allen, A-L-L-A-N. He showed me how it's bound. He opened it up. It's got a lovely goatskin cover, but on the inside it's goatskin as well. So this fold here, or this seam here, is leather. And he says, that will never, never crack. It'll never, never break. He says, that Bible, he says, a matter of fact, I'm convinced it's bound so well that if you use that Bible for 10 years and you look after it, but a page comes loose, or something happens to the binding, he says, bring it back within 10 years. He says, I'll replace it free of charge. I thought, well, that sounds like a good deal. One thing he did say was, don't be filling it full of bookmarkers or booklets and having all of these different, he says, just use the marker ribbon. So don't put too many pieces of paper in between the pages, because if you do that and you close it, he says it stretches the threads in the binding and that tears through the pages, and that can really destroy a good Bible. So he sold it to me with a 10-year guarantee. It was quite expensive, but that was in 2005. And I have used this Bible hundreds and hundreds of times since then. Goatskin cover. It's got lovely big print, very, very clear print. Whenever you lift it out, it sits so flat on the pulpit or on the lectern, whatever it is, or even just in your hand or on your desk in the study. It's got center column references. It's got at the back a Bible dictionary, a list of proper names, and also quite a good concordance, and a map there as well. And it's a wonderful, wonderful Bible to preach from. So if you're interested in that, if you're thinking about preaching and you want a good Bible that's going to stand the test of time, a Bible with good print, a Bible that's nice and flexible, that feels good in your hand, and a Bible with good center references, or maybe you're thinking of buying a gift Bible for somebody else and you don't want just a run-of-the-mill Bible, heartily recommend this one. Oxford, Allen, long primer type. That's the type of text that's inside it. R.L. Allen, long primer type, 53, I think is the reference number. Heartily recommend that Bible. One of the best purchases that I've ever made. Then there's another Bible that I have benefited greatly from. Sometimes over the years, people say to me, could you recommend a good study Bible? And I know that there are many, many study Bibles out there. I've mentioned a few of them already. And if you go into a Christian bookstore, if you go over it even to the King James section, you'll get Scofield, you'll get Dakes, you'll get Matthew Henry, you'll get the Rainbow Study Bible, you might get a Spurgeon Study Bible, the Life Application Study Bible. I think there's a Tozer Study Bible out there, there's a John MacArthur Study Bible. There are so many study Bibles available, the Pilgrim Study Bible, but I heartily recommend this one, the Thompson Chain Study Bible. One thing that I especially like about it is on every page there are no comments made by men. You know, the best of men are men at best. You could have the best theologian in the world write footnotes in a study Bible, and inevitably there will be things there that you mightn't agree with. There might be things there that are not maybe all that accurate. And I never liked the idea of having the opinions or the comments of men on the same page as the literal Word of God. Because inevitably what happens is, say you go to Genesis chapter 1, and you read the first verse, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And sometimes, depending on a person's theological bias, they'll actually put a physical space between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2. And then you'll go down to the footnotes and they'll give their exposition, maybe of the gap theory or some other thing. And whether you agree with that or not, it's on the same page in your copy of God's Word. And inevitably what happens is you always seem to go to the notes. At least I do. If I've got a study Bible and I read it, I'll often go to the notes. Now what does so-and-so say about this? And there's a very great danger there of falling into the trap of almost putting a person's notes, because they're physically beside the words of Scripture. In your heart and mind, you interpret the Word of God by the notes within the study Bible. What I like about the Thompson Chain Reference Bible is it's all Scripture versus Scripture. Thompson gives a very exhaustive list of subjects. There's over 4,000 of them. Each one has a numerical reference and an index at the back of the study Bible, and then a section whereby all of those verses that relate to that given subject are correlated together. For example, you might want to learn about, for example, the blood of Jesus Christ. And you can go to the index and find the reference there to the blood, or the number that corresponds to that, and follow it as a chain right throughout Scripture. No comments are given, but all of the key verses given that subject, the blood for example, are all brought together, and you get a full-orbed picture very concisely about what the Bible teaches about the blood of Christ, or virtually any other subject that you can think about that's related to in the Word of God. It's a wonderful way of Bible study. It makes you do the work. It allows you to arrive at your own convictions as to what the Bible teaches. It allows you to compare Scripture with Scripture, because Scripture ultimately is its own interpreter. definitely recommend this Thomson Chain Study Bible. I got this edition of it. I have the date here in the front, 14th of February 2000, over 20 years ago. This is a Cambridge one. I don't think Cambridge published them anymore. And this is a compact edition. There's a slightly larger one, but Kirkbride, an American publisher, they still do this edition of the Thomson Chain Reference Bible. I still remember the very day that I bought this. I had just started a new job, an engineering job. I'd completed an HND course that I'd been doing, a day release course over 3 years, and had moved from one job to another. And I remember the day I got my first paycheck and that new job, and thinking, going to go and get myself one of those Thomson Chain Bibles. Still remember, it was a Thursday afternoon. It was January. It was winter time. It was a dark and a wet, cool day. It's just interesting. I remember lifting this down. Still remember the box that came in that I don't have anymore. And I took to it straight away. Thoroughly enjoyed studying from it. Wonderful, wonderful edition of God's precious word. Thomson Chain Study Bible. Have never regretted buying it. And as I say, it's still available by a different publishing company, Kirkbride. So if that interests you, think about that as well. Then just one other one. This little one here is a Cambridge Bible. It's known as a Pitt Minion Reference Bible. That's just the typeset Pitt Minion Reference Bible. Something small, something compact, with a good reference system. There's a good Bible dictionary at the back of it. And I just got this one a couple of years ago, again, Ard's Evangelical Bookshop. Only started really using it recently, summer of 2017, so it's about 2.5 years ago now. I suppose I got this for nostalgic reasons in one sense. Whenever I was a young Christian in the late 1990s, and used virtually every Bible version under the sun, that's the way I'd been brought up, just they're all the same. But as I began to compare the Authorized with the likes of the NIV, or the Living Bible, or the New Century Version was popular, and I began to notice a lot of verses were missing from the modern versions, began to study it a little bit, searched it out a little bit, came to the conviction that the Authorized, or the King James Version, is the best Bible version, the best translation, one that God has honored, one that God has really endorsed, one that's been used in revival, and one that is very faithful to the original Greek and the original Hebrew, that's based on the Textus Receptus, the best manuscripts and the most accurate manuscripts available. So I went down again to the Faith Mission Bookshop at that time. I brought a Trinitarian Bible Society Bible, which happened to be a Pitt Minion Reference Bible. I always kept a sleeve for it, carried it everywhere, took it, I was always in the car or else in the house, took it to all the meetings I went to, took it to the workplace, sometimes read it at lunchtime. Maybe at a gospel mission or a special meeting, if some famous preacher was there, used to take it up and get them to sign it. And I might look at some of those signatures next Lord's Day and talk a little bit about some of the men that signed it. But it was a wonderful, wonderful little Bible published by the Trinitarian Bible Society. But I think since then it had gone out of print. But just 2 or 3 years ago, Cambridge began to publish it again, Pitt Minion Reference Bible. It's a new typeset, a modern typeset, slightly different, maybe slightly smaller. This one is a goatskin one. It's an art gilt edge one. It's got a marker ribbon. It's a red letter edition. It's got a good dictionary at the back, good maps, lovely and flexible. I use this for my daily readings, maybe preaching in an open air, maybe even taking to a home or a hospital and pastoral visitation. It's a good little Bible if you're wanting just to preach with not many notes, if there's no lectern and you just want to have a Bible in your hand and preach from it, maybe in a gospel meeting or a gospel mission or a nursing home or a school assembly or some other place. Wonderful little Bible, can fit in your laptop bag, even fit maybe in a coat pocket, easily carried, and it's a lovely little addition of God's Word. So Pitt Minion Reference Bible, something a little bit smaller, something a little bit bigger, long primer type, Oxford Allen, and then, of course, Thomson Chain Study Bible. My three favorite Bibles, and we trust that this helps you if you're looking for a good Bible. God bless you. See you next time.